Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Job 15, 14 through 17, 16, Psalm 104, 31 through 35, Proverbs 21, 17 through 19, and 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 24. Today, we're going to be talking about the ceaseless Creator. And our focal passage will come from Psalm 104, verse 34, which says, "May my meditation be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord." Dr. Douglas Speer says that with advancing years, our great danger is not hardening of our arteries, but hardening of our attitudes. We harden our viewpoint, refusing to look at anything beyond it. We groove our thinking and acting, and the grooves get deeper until they become graves that bury us. As someone put it, you don't grow old, you get old by not growing. Some people are dead at 40. Although their funerals are postponed until they are 60, For many Christians, life has settled into ruts, mental, physical, and spiritual ruts. And a rut, as someone said once, is a grave that ends knocked out. In Canada, there's a dirt road leading off the main highway which had a sign at one end of it that read, "Choose your rut. You'll be there for the next 20 minutes. When New Year's Day comes, many could say to themselves, I better choose my rut or I'll be in it for the next 365 days. Life for them is not an adventure. It holds no surprises, offers no excitement, and is uncreative. My friend, I beg you to open your mind to God today and don't resist the divine eagle as he prepares to push you into the more creative way of thinking, acting, and living. Someone has said that the last words of the church when it is taken up to heaven will be these: it has never been done like this before. Focus your mind once again on today's psalm and keep in mind that God, the God who created all things, desires to live, move, and think in you." And I'm going to read our focal passage one more time. It's Psalm 104, verse 34, which says, "May my meditation be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord." So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, you are a ceaseless creator. Make us a ceaseless creator. Break the molds of our thinking patterns and give us new ones. And it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Colossians chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, Matthew 13, 15, 1 Corinthians 1, 25, and Romans 11, 33, and keep these two questions in mind. What are the characteristics of Christ's thoughts? And two, how are they opposed to human philosophy and tradition? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I will see you on the next Trail Ride.